Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's actually going to be my office where I'm going to be doing the show from. Okay. So, you know, I do, you know, Zoom stuff for work and stuff. So it'll be set up real nice. I'll have stuff in the background behind me. It's going to be real nice once I get it all set up. But that won't be until like late July.
Oh, that's fine, man. That's perfect.
But yeah. I'll be have my camera on. Cool. I have my camera on. People can see me. They can see my background, everything. I'm going to put some Falcon stuff and Georgia stuff in that in my office.
Yep. So I'm trying to...
It's going to be nice.
Cool, man. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do with my studio here.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast with Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast. My name is Rock in the house, and I'm joined with my boy Q in the house. What's happening, Q?
What's up, Rock, man? That was a hell of an introduction for yourself.
I know, man. I'm trying to keep it lively. I'm so tired, man. I've been out in the backyard for the last few hours trying to build a damn swimming pool, so I'm trying to hype myself up.
So wait a minute here now. You're building the pool yourself in the backyard?
Yes. Me and the wife are building the pool. Our hands.
You got experience building pools? You could have built my pool for the Lolo.
You know what kind of experience we have? We have YouTube experience. Pray for me, man. Pray for me.
Come on, son. Get the fuck out of here with that.
But it's coming together, man. I'm shocked every day we work on it. So, you know, it's if you saw it, you'd be like, wow.
You got a bulldozer?
Oh, we've done all that, man. We've cleared it out. We had a little bulldozer, and we had our yard guy. We didn't do that part. We had our yard guy come over with his crew, and they cleared it, and they laid the foundation, but we've been building everything else. And then we have a guy coming on Monday to start the decking we're going to put around it. So our pool, the way our pool
man,
is...
That's nuts.
Well, the way our pool is, it's not technically underground. I mean, because our yard kind of goes in like levels. So, So that's why we're going to put decking around it. So, but yeah, so it's looking good, man. I was seeing some pictures of where we are right now. I mean, it doesn't look fancy. We're still doing the brickwork and all that good stuff. But we got the walls up and. It's looking good, actually. And everyone who's seen it so far, except for one person, but everyone else who's seen it are very impressed.
Well, you're going to save a lot of money.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. These supplies and shit keep adding up. Seems like we're just saving money on...
Oh, yeah. Everything's so high.
Yeah, man. I mean, but, you know, it's cheaper than the quote we got from the professional that came down here. And so we were like, when he came down here, we were like, dude... That's not in our budget.
Y'all are ignorant.
So, I mean, our budget was enough that he was talking about doing a cover for it, and he gave us a number on the cover. We're like, we were hoping to get the whole pool done for that. He's like, I can't help you.
Come on, son. Get the fuck out of here with that.
But it's going to be...
Are you doing salt water?
Yep.
Yeah, do salt water so that way... You know, you can keep it uncovered all season long. You just got to maintain it with the chemicals and stuff. But during the time when you're not swimming in it, you know, no body is getting into it with their bodily fluids. so you don't have to worry about the fluid, about the chemicals too much. Mm-hmm. And in the summertime, you know. But yeah. Salt water is the way to go, man. It's the cheapest way to go.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna, you know, we're still trying to get the pump and the, you know, the salt water converter and all that stuff. I'm still trying to get a good deal on that, but it's coming. We have a deadline, so
there you go.
But all right, man. Enough about this talk. Let's talk. Let's jump into this Falcons talk, man. Oh man, there's a whole bunch been happening, bro. And well, first of all, we want to thank everybody for checking us out here at the What's Up Falcons podcast. Hopefully, we'll have Aries jump in on the call a little later, and Hoop is MIA, and Keeping It Sexy is Keeping It Sexy somewhere in Alabama, I believe. But
he didn't want you to tell his location, man.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that, but hey, it's all good. And but we want to thank you guys for checking us out, and then always, you know, remember to you know, if you have any questions or you want to hit us up on a chat or whatever, you can check us out at What's Up Falcons on Twitter, or you can hit us up on our text line, which is 770-268-0555, and you can listen to us exclusively at Armchair All American. And oh, and one more thing too. Well, I'll talk about that a little later. But yeah, Q. So just me and you, man. And this is our. I know we haven't had a draft, a post draft show. We'll probably do one of those later when we get our guest on. But something else has happened which we got to talk about, and I'm pretty sure we can focus the entire show about it. This is our. No Julio edition, fuck man.
Couch. Darkness is so, darkness is
the elephant in the room.
The what's elephant wrong, is money? In the fuck damn it, room. The fat lady has seen. And if you haven't, if you've been under a rock, you've been somewhere else. Julio Jones does not want to be here anymore. He does not want to be an Atlanta Falcon.
Jesus, no, David.
I think his direct quote was, "I'm out of here," or I'm out of there."
Yep, I'm out of there. Yeah, so basically the quick gist of it is that I guess Julio and Shannon Sharp are pretty good friends, and you know Shannon does his show Undisputed with Skip Bayless, and I guess they were talking about the Falcons and what Julio was going to do, and Shannon was like, you know, I'll call him, you know, to see what's going on so we can squash this, and he called him on live television and asked him, does he want to be in Atlanta or not? And Julio said, I'm out of there, man.
Yeah, all right.
Julio.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
I got you. This is your favorite uncle. What's going on, bro?
Man, nothing much. I'm about to go meet up with my brother. What's happening with you?
Man, look. You want to go to the Cowboys, Julio? Or you want to stay in Atlanta?
Oh, man,
no,
I'm out of there, man.
He's out of there.
Are you going to... Ideally, where would you like to go?
Right now, I want to win.
Okay. Yeah. Well, don't go to Dallas. If you go to... You ain't winning in Dallas, Julio.
Man, listen, come on, man. You already know I know.
Okay.
Can you remind him we're on television right now?
Ask him why we wore the Dallas.
Listen, you know how people is, man, with all that going right. on with the picture?
Yeah.
And all that, stuff like that.
Okay.
Man, I ain't never been on that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's good enough. Yeah. Julio, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling me back. We on air, but I appreciate you calling me, dog. You know I know my nephew is going to pick up.
Oh, yeah. Nah. Yeah. I ain't going to Dallas, man. I never thought about going to Dallas.
Okay. I appreciate that, bro. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Wow.
And man, that has set off a whole whirlwind across the NFL. Oh, not just for Atlanta.
Right. I heard already Derrick Henry from the Tennessee Titans has been reaching out to him saying, come here. Yeah. I'm hearing landing spots of Baltimore. I've been hearing so much, man. It is just crazy. But, you know, who wouldn't want Julio? I mean, he is the, arguably, he is the best receiver in the game right now.
Yeah, he is, man. But, you know, I mean, he's definitely one of the best receivers. But, you know, there's a downside to Julio as well. He is the GOAT, but he's also an aging GOAT, and he commands a lot of money.
And sometimes he can be a diva.
Yeah, which we're finding out now.
Hated it. You know?
Julio never...
Go ahead. Hey, Rock. Aries just sent a text. He can't join the link. He's trying to join.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, that was nuts. So, let's just talk about this, man. I mean, I wanted to do it. Everyone else has been talking about it, so I figured we can talk about it, but we can do it in our, you know, the way we do our show. We can do it the good and bad and ugly of Julio Jones edition.
All right.
All right, man, let's do the good and bad and the ugly Julio Jones edition. Give me your good about the situation with Julio.
I mean, obviously, the good is the cap space.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to save a lot of money. So, that's the only good I see coming out of it is the savings. What's your good?
Well, I mean, yeah, man, that's the same thing. My good is, I guess the only good would be, like you said, the cap situation. At least we will save on that. And, trying to find another good in that. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. There's no other good.
You're losing Julio Jones. Are you kidding me?
I know, man. I know. But okay, I'll put it like this. It's you can look at it as a good, as at least they are truly on a rebuild. You know, this totally says that rebuild's written all over it. And, you know, because Matt only has one more year. He's out next year, after next year. And so it's going to be a totally different team. So I guess the good about that is we have a new opportunity to, you know, to grow as a team. But I don't know. As I'm reaching.
A new opportunity to start all over and wait 5 or 6 years for this team to be good.
Yeah.
By then, we'll be AARP.
I know, right? Yeah, man, we're going to be old as hell when it happens, man. And, you know, and the other good, too, Q, is that Julio, he said it himself, man. He's like, he wants to win. So that's a good for Julio because he wants to improve his chances because obviously he doesn't think his chances are good here on winning.
Well, that's not a good for the Falcons. This is what's up, Falcons, not what's up, Julio.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And, well, that was going to be my bad. My bad is that that by Julio saying that really puts the Falcons in a bad light, you know. I mean, because that says volumes about, you know, what he thought. What, this is your star player, and he's not confident with what's happening with the new coaching staff. He's not confident with what happened with the draft, and so he.
Well, we don't know that.
He knows more than we do, though. He's on the inside.
Right, but let me just say this.
Okay.
The first thing I heard about the whole situation was I'm at the gym on an early, I think Monday or Tuesday morning, and I see something comes on saying the Falcons want to move Julio. Did Julio know about this ahead of time? Because if he didn't know about it ahead of time, then I understand why Julio's like, yeah, I want out.
Right.
I want out, too.
Well, from what I hear, from what I understand is that when he said that, he already, well, when they said that, he already knew. He already asked for a trade.
So when they released that statement, the Falcons had already had some type of dialogue with Julio, and it wasn't a surprise to him.
That's what I think Adam Scheffner is saying from an inside source. I don't know if it's true or not, but he's saying that back in March, I think, Julio said he wanted to trade. So he didn't want to be here back in March. That could have been because of the new coach, you know, and because look at Julio, you know, he's he's the star player. And he's used to DQ and when Smitty was here and being able to sit out and do what he wants to do. But this new coach is coming in kind of like, you know, saying, no, this is the way I'm running it. And Julio might be like, man, I'm out of here. So I don't know.
I would have thought that Julio would have wanted to do at least one season with the new coach just to see
what he's bringing to the table, how they're going to utilize him, you know, all that good stuff. Is that, I hear some breathing. Is that Aries Falcon?
Yeah, I think we have Aries in the house all the way from the West Coast. What's up, Aries?
What's going on?
Oh, man. We're sitting here talking about this whole Julio madness, man. We're doing the full thing today.
All right, let's get to it.
We've had some time to reflect, and right now we're doing a good, bad, and ugly of this Julio Jones situation. What's
your good of this Julio Jones situation?
Yeah, do you see any good?
I don't see any good, so we can go to the bad. I think what Shannon Sharp did was bad. To put that on the air like that without giving him warning.
Right.
So...
We were talking about that. Like, what day and age can you just pick up the phone, call somebody live, doing a live telecast TV show, and just do this? I mean, that just sounds like that's bad for business. I mean, that's what a publicist is for, right?
I know. What about, you know, his, like you said, his representation and all that? I'm sure they weren't happy about this because this kind of hurts Julio, too.
Yeah, I mean, other teams are going to look at that and be like, what?
Right. It's like it's like playing, you know, cards and showing your hand.
He lost his mind, but, like he lost his earring.
I mean, that's not like, you know what I'm saying, he was talking to him about dealing anything. I mean, I guess right. Shannon and Julio are friends. I mean, just like you would pick up the phone and call me, you know what I mean? So that's just what it was.
Yeah, I mean, like if Julio truly didn't know that it was live, Shannon totally did him dirty. If that's the case, but I don't think Julio cares, man, because like I was telling
he's just tired of what's going on with the organization, which I understand. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's been top notch for the last 4 or 5 years, ever since Super Bowl, but it's just nothing has come above it. So I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah. And it's not a good look either for the team, because your star player don't want to be here because he said he wants to win. That's not a good look for what you're trying to do. You know, having the confidence in this team that they're going to turn this thing around, and you're that's just not good, man.
Aries, I was telling Rock that I thought that Julio would at least stick around for one season with the new coach just to see what he's going to try to do, just to see. I mean, you know, we saw with Jim Mora. Jim Mora's first year, he came in here. He made some things change. He made some things happen. You know, I think Dan Quinn had a winning season his first year. So, I mean, people can come in and make a quick change.
They can, but I think at Julio's age, I think he's tired of going through that, you know, over and over again. Because this will be the third time he's had to do that.
I mean, it's X's and O's. It's football at the end of the day, and Julio's been playing football for, what, 20 years? I don't think anything like that should really throw him off or shake him all too much.
Well, not really shake him, but it's like he's starting over. Like you said, he wants to win, and he's having to start over again with all these new people and a new system and all that, and he's 32, so...
I get that part, but even if he were to leave and go to another team, he will still have to learn a new system, learn, you know, saying, new coaches, new plays, and all that. So why not just do it here where you're comfortable?
Because I think other teams probably have better pieces that can get him closer. He hadn't been to the playoffs in 2 years, man, so he might be that piece.
You got players who've been in the league and ain't seen the playoffs yet, so honestly.
Yeah, but they ain't Julio Jones. But I get it, though, man. I mean, I can't be mad at him because, you know, he definitely wants to win, and there's nothing that's been shown that, you know, the next 2 years we're going to go to the Super Bowl again. I mean, we'll be lucky to make the playoffs.
I mean, like I said, 8-8. I'm looking at best,
right?
You know, so yeah. I mean, but even that is a big improvement from last year.
Oh yeah, totally.
So
totally. Well, Aries,
last 2 years.
Yeah. Aries, what's your ugly of this situation? Is there anything that's ugly?
I'm sorry, can you do that again?
You have an ugly for
what Julio said, man. That was just ugly. That was an ugly look, you know. So.
Yeah, I agree. What about you, Q?
I mean, the way it all went down was just ugly, period. I mean, I would have thought that Julio would have was a you know, a better businessman than that, than to just jump willy-nilly onto live TV, start running his mouth. I wouldn't have expected that from Julio. I didn't really like it, didn't really care for it, and didn't think that was Julio's style, but I guess we didn't really know Julio.
But you're saying it like he knew he was on live TV.
I thought it was pretty clear, but I mean, you can't call anybody and be on live TV or radio without stating to them ahead of time you're on live TV or radio. I learned that when I was doing prank calls. If you're doing prank calls, you got to tell somebody, hey, you're being recorded, or hey, you're on live radio. So there's no way that Julio didn't know that that was either live
or being recorded. That's not true. There's a lot of prank calls where they do it and they don't tell them that they're on the radio.
Those are fake though.
Well, Q, I will say this: at the end, Shannon did say that, "Hey, man, you're on. You know, you're on the air. I'll call you back later. You know, we're on the air." Yeah. He told him at the end.
Yeah,
but he did tell him then. And Julio was okay. I guess it was live, so I mean, if Julio
he told him just before he hung up, like, "Yeah, you're on the air, but I'll talk to you later." Click.
Yeah, he told him after fact.
So he didn't even give him a chance to respond to that.
Wow, that's crazy. Because everything I know from trying to do prank calls is the first thing you have to do if you're recording someone. But it depends on the state you're in. So maybe yeah, I don't know where they were coming from.
When you get a chance, go to YouTube and look up Big Boy's phone taps. And because he's got a segment where he does that here in Cali, to where he doesn't tell the person that during the radio, he pranks them over the phone, and he doesn't say anything until after. And even then, there's sometimes where he doesn't even say that, "Hey, you're on the air."
Yeah, I've heard of some of those.
Yeah, but I think those are a lot of fake ones. A lot of radio stations do these fake calls.
No, they're not fake. Believe the reaction that the people give them. It's not fake.
Yeah, I've heard some.
They're cussing up a storm.
Yeah,
and they got to bleep out a whole bunch of stuff.
But I think this whole thing with Shannon and Julio, even though I think Julio may not have known he was on the air, but I mean, Shannon called him at that time of day. He knows Shannon does a show, so he should have known something was up. I think though Shannon felt that comfortable doing that because he already knew Julio already asked to be traded.
Yeah, yeah. It's been put out like he asked for the trade in March. So,
yeah. I mean, that's the only thing that kind of makes sense to me why he would even do that, because he's like, you know, he already wants to be traded. So, you know.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better, because I thought Julio just willy nilly went on the air and was just popping up at the mouth, and I'm just kind of like, Julio, do you really want to do business like that?
Right. Well, either way, it was still bad, though. I mean, because like we were saying earlier, that now other teams that could have offered us more.
And he's still under contract.
Right. Now they can, like, you know, they're like, well, there's some trouble there.
We only get out from under, we only lose $4 million if he's traded before June 1st. So, I mean, we're still in cap hell. Right. With or without Julio,
but you don't find it funny that Julio Jones is up on the trading block, and that it hasn't already happened already. I'm like, Julio, he's like the best receiver in the game, arguably. I'm kind of like, I thought he would have been out the market within 48 hours. It's been like what now? How long has this been going on? A couple weeks now.
Well, I think
it's the asking,
and teams have been asking
Julio Jones. Well, paying what he wants. If you're a team with they got the cap space.
But I think teams have been. The Patriots have been asking. There are other teams that I think Detroit was asking. I think they have been asking. They're just trying to see what they can get, you know. But now they showed their hands that Julio's not happy, and after that coming, they got to get rid of him now. So I think that kind of screwed up his chances. Because hey, they could trade his ass to whoever they want. They don't have to send him where he wants to go, you know.
Right. I think Julio definitely messed up his situation by running his mouth. He should have kept quiet and then let the cards fall.
Even though I know he didn't know he was on air. But something like that, dude, just don't chance it, man. Just say, "I'm not happy. We'll see what happens, but You know, I don't like the way it's going, but I don't know what's going to happen. Or something. Don't just say, I'm out of there.
Yeah, something along the lines of whatever happens, happens. I think that would have been cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah. They Channum got him at the wrong or right time. I think he was going to the gym to work out with his brother or whatever. But, yeah, man, the whole situation is ugly. It's making, you know, news everywhere. And, you know, it's just another stain on our team, man. Losing our it hurts. It hurts, man. It hurts. Yeah, it so hurts. But what do you guys think out there, man? Let us know. Hit us up at What's Up Falcons, man. Let us know what y'all think. Leave a comment or whatever. But all right, fellas, let's move it along. So this whole thing has happened. You know, we have cap issues. We're losing Julio and all that. Who are you guys blaming for this whole thing? Aries, whose fault is this?
DQ and TD.
Yeah.
They made the moves and just didn't care. It wasn't looking towards the future about cap room and all that. And so, I mean, it's just the hell right now. It's going to be hard to get out of this hole.
Man, I blame Arthur for this straight up. Because you don't think that part of the allure of bringing in a new head coach and a new offensive coordinator was Julio Jones?
Yeah.
I mean, we already know that with the Mike Vick situation. You know, when what was it, Bobby Petrino, part of the allure when he came here was he thought he was going to have Mike Vick. And then when Mike Vick went to jail, he was like, oh, hell no. And you saw what he did. He left us in the middle of the night.
Yeah. He sure did, man. So, ugh.
Yeah, so he pulled a Baltimore.
Yeah. He did. Yeah, man, I blame Thomas and DQ, man, for keeping overpaying players, picking bad players, and still paying them when everyone knew you shouldn't pay these players. And yeah, Thomas.
And Julio went on and on about wanting that new contract, and he got it.
Yeah, exactly. So I blame Julio too, because I think, did he ever restructure his deal?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah. He did. I thought he just...
I thought that was one of the players we were talking about. Matt restructured.
Yeah.
Somebody else restructured, but Julio, we were kind of like, let's see if Julio restructures.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Aries, he did... You saying he did restructure? I thought he did something where he was going to get more money this year.
Yeah.
He waited or something, but...
They transferred some of the money from his contract. They made it like a signing bonus or something like that.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So he got it up
with the D12. Yeah.
Well, that's not a restructure. That's a benefit for the player. But listen, I'm not mad at Julio for going after his money. I mean, we see that he gets injured every year. We see, you know, all the hits he takes, all those bubble screens they try to run to him, which I absolutely hate. Right. I'm not mad at Julio for being, you know, like, hey, I want some money. You know, NFL years are short. You know, you can't do it forever. You can't do it for 40 years like you can do it if you were an accountant or something like that. So, you know, I'm not mad at Julio for trying to get what he can, when he can, while he can.
Right. I don't think anybody's mad at him for that. I think everyone's just mad how it went down, you know? But, hey, it is what it is.
I'm disappointed that he's leaving right now when there's a new coach coming to town, a new style. I was just kind of like, let's just see what happens.
Right.
And I guess we, you know, we won't get a chance to see what happens, but I just want to see what happens.
You know, I truly thought he wanted to be a Falcons for life, though. You know, I mean,
all those people that bought those Julio jerseys because he was like, yeah, Julio's
looking at
cool one jersey to get because he's gonna be here forever.
Come on, son.
I'm one of them.
So am I.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when Matt's contract ends after next season if he ends up somewhere, because Matt could go somewhere and help somebody out. Matt could go to Green Bay and replace Aaron Rodgers and probably do okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But all right, man. Let's move along to the next segment. You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. All right. Well, all that's happened, man. Can this new coaching staff, the new regime, Can they, you think they can fix this with the draft picks and, well, you think the Falcons organization with the new draft picks and the new coaching staff, you think that can help turn this team around without, especially without Julio now?
Without Julio, hell to the no.
You don't think...
Julio commands respect out there. He commands the double team. Calvin Ridley is not going to step up and replace Julio. Calvin might do all right,
but he'll never be a Julio.
Whoa, wait a minute now. No, you're going a little too far with that one. I get that, but it's not just, you know what I'm saying, Calvin Ridley. Now you have Ridley, Hurst, and Pitts with what's him out the backfield. With a dual back out the backfield, so I mean it, right. and the offensive scheme is going to be different from what it was, even when Julio was out last year, they were still putting up yards. It was just they couldn't stop anybody.
That is true.
We went through the dual back last season with your boys that came from
but that was a different offense scheme. Though you're talking a new offensive coordinator, new scheme. So the plays are going to be different from what they were before.
That is true.
It's not the same offense.
Yeah, Cutter's out of here.
I get that, but you don't think Julio just being on the field, injured, not injured, would make a big difference? I think so.
It would totally make a difference, but
I'm not excited about this dual back or this rookie tight end that hasn't proven itself yet, because we've seen plenty of Falcons rookies that are a bust.
Yeah,
I mean, come on now.
Yeah,
would you bet
your life? So when you say a rookie, you're taking a rookie and just putting him in the category with all other rookies, even though he's the highest tight end to be drafted ever. He has praise across the league from everybody, everywhere, that this man is going to be a beast.
Simple answer. We drafted a lot of rookies that we thought were going to be a beast, and they turned out not to be anywhere near a beast.
On the defensive side of the field.
So this is offense. So why should I change my mentality?
Because it's two different plays. You have the defensive coach who didn't do well. You have a defensive, you know what I'm saying, of everything that didn't do well. But now you have the offense, which thrived in the last 3 to 4 years, regardless of defense, and you add a weapon like this? Come on.
But you lose a weapon like Julio.
But you gain a weapon like Pitts.
Yeah, you do gain something.
And you also have
he hasn't caught one pass.
I get what you're saying. Julio commands respect.
There's a lot of people right now that think your boy Tim Tebow is going to be a game changer in Jacksonville.
Now, those people are idiots. Those people are idiots.
Come on, son.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
If they believe that, I have some beachfront property I want to sell you in New Mexico. Okay.
Yeah. And we're not idiots for putting all our faith into a tight end that's never caught a pass in the league just yet.
Those are the same people. Go ahead.
Okay. When you have an offense which has this caliber of offensive weapons, we're talking Calvin Ridley, Russell Gage, Hayden Hurst, Kyle Pitts, and two mere premier running backs. You cannot say, "Oh, this guy isn't going to perform." He's going to get his catches. He's going to get open because of the fact that you have the wide receivers on the outside. You have Gage and Julio. I'm sorry, but Gage and Calvin Ridley. Now, in their own aspect, they're good receivers. Now, they're not the quality or of Julio Jones, but you can't cover Calvin Ridley one-on-one.
Right.
You can't. That's been proven. You have to double him,
because Julio was doubled, and Calvin didn't have to worry about
it. But it's been proven you can't double Calvin Ridley. So okay, it was a point of pick your poison.
Was Sanu a great receiver while he was here? Yes,
he did his job.
Yeah, he did his job. Yeah. What happened when he left here? He got exposed. He wasn't that great, and now that dude doesn't have a job 2 years later. That's what I'm trying to say.
I hear you, Q, but we all know Julio wasn't going to be the same beast this entire time. Like, last year, he wasn't on the field that much, and we still were able to score with Ridley, with Gage, and all those guys. I mean, Julio...
But how many games did we win?
Well, that's the defense. But
okay, that's the defense. Yeah. See, you're trying to level out the offense with how many wins. The point is, they were still putting points on the board, but they couldn't stop nobody. That's why we only have 4 wins. It was the defense problem. The offense was fine. The offense was doing what they were doing. Now I get occasionally in some games they didn't score very many points, but that's because they played a better team. But in reality, in the overall aspect of it, the offense is on point.
I get you.
But the offense's biggest thing was the coordinator. We had an awful coordinator.
Pete Carroll at USC made a living, an absolute living, winning years after winning years, not losing games off of not having a defense, but having an offense that could just score so many points that the defense could give up as many points as they did, just make one stop in the game, and, you know, hey, you get the win.
Wait, hold on now. You're not going to sit there and try to tell me about SC.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you because Pete Carroll also came to the NFL and won a Super Bowl, so obviously he knew something.
SC had one of the dominant defenses in the Pac-12.
Not when Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart was there. Are you kidding me? It was just all offense, and the defense was miserable. I saw a game where they won like 51-48 against Notre Dame. I can name numerous games where it was just a shootout, but the offense could just put up major points. And that's what I'm saying about this Falcons offense. If they are who we think they are, or if they are who we thought they were, with Julio and Calvin and everybody, they would have won more games. They would have put up so many points that, hey, even though the defense messed up, even though the kicker missed a field goal, didn't matter. They're putting up, you know, really high points, giving up a lot of points, but putting up a lot of points.
I don't know, man. I think with the biggest effect of this Julio not being there is going to be his relationship with Matt, the chemistry that they had. I'm more concerned about Matt, you know, because his press conference he did about a week ago, it looks like he knew and saw the writing on the wall. He didn't look happy about it. And you know, him and Julio were tight, man. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him, the bunny. I mean, I'm sure he has a bun with Ridley and all that, but it's different than it was with Julio, man. So I don't know if this is going to improve his play or make his play worse. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, as far as if Julio's on the field at the start of the season, it's going to be awkward at first, but I think they'll be able to work through it through training camp and whatever it is, sitting down and talking. So it might be awkward at first, but then it might not be.
Well, I hope so, man. But Matt doesn't look happy.
I don't know. I think they're professionals. I think they'll go out and just do what they continue to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Yeah, that's true, man. We're at this point. That's all we can do, man. We just wait and see. I mean, everyone wanted change. Well, we got it. So, you know, we knew something big was going to happen. We just didn't know. We had an idea what they were going to do. But after that draft, kind of thought that, you know, oh, okay, we got a squad now, you know, especially our offenses now. We added the new picks we had, and we have Julio, and we have Ridley, we have Gage, we have Hayden Hurst. I mean, we're going to be, you know, off the chain, but now a key part is missing. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be bad, but it's not going to be what we were hoping it was going to be after draft night, you know.
I worry about Calvin Ridley getting frustrated this season when he doesn't catch as many passes as he thinks he should, because he's being double teamed for the first time in his life. He's not seeing that double team because, you know, obviously.
Then you double team Calvin Ridley, and then you have Hayden Hurst and Kyle Pitts in single coverage. More than likely, Calvin Pitts will be covered by a linebacker, and with his speed, his height, and he's, you know what I'm saying, agility, he's going to be a mismatch.
Why? Because he did that in college?
It's got to be a mismatch.
Because that's what he did in college.
No, because of who he is. Because of his height, his agility, and his speed. It's a mismatch.
Nigrodamus is always right. Nigrodamus thinks he might be okay, but he thinks he might be a bust. So we'll see. Nigrodamus is saying we'll see.
But you always look at the glasses half full to protect yourself. You're always looking at it half full.
Not to protect myself, just to be
realistic. No, to protect yourself.
No, to be realistic. And I'm always right.
Well, you have been more right than not, but you know. Thank you. We'll see. We'll see. We'll have to see what's going to happen. We don't want to really know. Maybe Nigrodamus had a vision, but no one really knows, man. I think we were more on point before because of our coach, Dole's staff, our GM. We got accustomed to their bullshit, but there's a new sheriff in town.
How many years have we done this show, Rob?
A lot. Seven plus.
Seven plus. Yep. Because we started right when I moved into this house. So yeah. Seven plus. One year I gave them their props. I said, things are good. And they went to the Super Bowl. Should have won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But for the most part, I've just been trying to be very honest about what I see.
All right. No, I hear you. I hear you, man. Hey.
Just keeping it real.
That's the only thing we can do. We can keep it real. We can give our opinions, yes. But we don't know what's really happening unless you're there. I mean, we can go by what we see and all that and give our best educated guess or opinion, but we don't know.
But if my educated guess made me feel like, okay, yeah, they did the right things, this is going to be the season, I would say that.
Right.
Hell yeah. You don't think I want to take credit and be like, I told you so. But unfortunately, like I said, to keep it real, what I'm seeing is just...
Okay, let me ask you, just to get you on the record. What are you expecting about this defense? Same?
I think the offense will be... With Julio, I think the offense will be fine. Without Julio, I think the offense will take a little step back, but I think that'll still put up some points. I'm very concerned about this defense. I don't have any faith in that kid out of Clemson. I guess this will be his second year. What's his name? AJ?
Yeah.
AJ? Are you serious?
AJ Terrell. Yeah, AJ Terrell.
I'm not really feeling that dude, to tell you the truth.
He performed way better than...
He got less penalties than
Isaiah Oliver.
He did
better than Isaiah Oliver did his first year.
He got less penalties.
But he did do better
compared than Isaiah Oliver. What used to sing, and he did okay. But I don't think you can line it. Could you line up a ball Julio and expect him to contain Julio for four quarters?
Nobody can contain Julio. That's not fair.
So name any starting. Could you line him up against what's the dude in Tampa? The dude in Tampa that's been in all the trouble. Not Mike Evans, but you know, the dude that's been in all the trouble, but they signed him to a 1-year deal.
Antonio Brown?
Antonio.
Yeah.
I don't even think he could contain Antonio Brown.
You ain't been watching then, bro. I'm sorry. You ain't been watching.
I've been watching. He got back on the penalty, but he's getting beat.
He did. Q. To be fair, he did have a great first season with the Falcons. He did. He was like one of the highlights.
Answer me this. If you put a blindfold on somebody and told them to follow one guy and stay behind, do you think he'll be able to?
No.
Okay. So when your defensive line isn't getting the pressure that it needs, and then the receivers start going off route, it's harder to stay with that person because you don't know what he's going to do. If you study the defense, and then you know that this receiver is going to run a J hook on this formation, well, you have a tendency to stay with that person. But once it gets a free for all and the receiver is just trying to get open, it's harder to cover that receiver. So if the defense puts pressure, what I'm main concern is the front four.
Richard Sherman's really good at it. What's the guy from the Rams? Jalen Ramsey
and Richard Sherman. First of all, Jalen Ramsey is one of the best corners in the league, like top three, top five corners in the league.
Absolutely.
To say a rookie is not as good as Jalen Ramsey.
I'm not talking about rookie. I said it, we were talking about next season. I'm looking forward to next season.
Okay, his second year. So you want to compare a second year corner to Jalen Ramsey?
Okay,
that's like comparing Jaquizz Rodgers to Barry Sanders.
And for anybody listening to the show, Harry's didn't stutter like that until he got the COVID vaccine. So just be careful, y'all.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. But real talk though. The point I'm making is you're making a very good point, and I'm saying you're putting all these high hopes into all these young kids. You're saying it takes so many years to get to that level.
I'm comparing AJ Terrell to what Isaiah Oliver did his first season. AJ was a lot better.
AJ is a lot better than. Yeah, he's a lot better. He's a
more okay. Stoked.
Answer me this question then. Any team you meet in the NFL, let's say it's Tampa Bay, who are you going to put on Mike Evans? You know, just name any team in the league and their number one receiver. Who's going to cover their number one receiver one on one, man to man? Who's going to cover it? So
AJ.
And you think AJ's going to stop Mike Evans?
He's not going to stop him, but I think he'll do a better job than Isaiah Oliver.
I agree with that.
Isaiah Oliver just get a ton of penalties and just blow it.
No, Isaiah Oliver can't cover cold with a paper. I mean, like, Isaiah Oliver was just trash, bro. He was just trash. And when you go back and look at the film from Isaiah Oliver's first year to AJ's first year, it's two different people.
But I'm pretty sure if we go back and listen to the tape, you were just so high on Oliver.
No, I wasn't. I gave you what I read and who they compared him to. They compared him to Richard Sherman because of his length.
And you're still regurgitating rookie shit. Let the rookies do what they do before we start saying this is what he's going to do. Let's just say what they're going to do.
But how do you judge the players then? You judge them on their performance.
To the NFL?
No, in the league. I'm saying Isaiah Oliver's rookie year compared to AJ's rookie year, AJ was better.
Right.
And we're talking, look, AJ was better than Oliver last year, and this was Oliver's third year in the league.
So you think AJ's good to go, or you think AJ still has a lot
of work? I'm saying he's improving.
Yeah.
I'm saying at this point right now, AJ Terrell is better than Isaiah Oliver. That's what I'm saying right now.
I'll give you that.
Okay, so I'm saying in time, with the proper coaching, he's only going to get better. If he doesn't take, if there's no step backs, no injuries, he's going to get better.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying Isaiah Oliver is trash. He was trash last year. He was trash the year before that.
He was totally trash.
Yeah, but I feel like you guys were dick riding that dude, and that's what.
Oliver?
Yeah,
no, I wasn't.
Y'all were dick riding that dude, man.
No, I wasn't.
Some of y'all were. I can't remember who it was. We could go back and find the tapes.
Yeah, we can go back because if you look at my if you listen to all my bads was Isaiah Oliver.
That was after he got into the league. I'm saying his rookie year, like right now, like you know, coming, getting ready to come into the league.
But there's always expectations for a rookie. There's always high expectations for a rookie, and when you don't meet that expectation, then you have the right to bash him. But I'm saying from what the draft scouts where I was reading was saying, Oliver was compared to Richard Sherman because of his length.
Right.
I'm gonna go with that because these are professional draft scouts. This is what they're telling me. So I'm going to go with that. Now, it's going to be up to me to see how he performs, to see if that holds up, and he didn't. So what did I do? Isaiah Oliver is trash. I didn't say, oh, watch out for Oliver. He's the best corner in the league. Oh, he's coming to do this. I didn't do none of that.
You gave him some props in there. He's going to be okay. But all I'm saying is, just like Pitts, we don't know what he's going to do. We haven't seen him do anything.
Right.
I'm saying before we start putting crowns on these kids' heads, let's give it a year, and then we'll put the crown. You know, it's like your boy, that quarterback you love. Who's that quarterback you love, Aries? That me and you got into it about over the season.
You were talking. You're talking about Herbert. Were talking like Herbert was a nobody. When I told you that he's been doing what he did to us, he was doing all year long. And what happened? Offensive rookie of the year.
Okay, so let's just take a step back and let's.
So who is right about Herbert? So who is right about Herbert?
You were right, but you know,
okay.
a broke clock is right 2 times a day, dude. Let's talk about this dude. Let's talk about this dude at the end of this season.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll definitely have to see. One quick thing about this, and then we're gonna move on and start wrapping it up. But Q, I think if you thought we were high on Oliver at the beginning of the year, was probably more for the fact that we got rid of Trufant and we were hoping that someone else could take his place. And he started off kind of decent, but then he totally, you know, did a fell off. And I think that's what you're talking about, because we were so over Trufant.
But also the main thing I'm talking about is we've seen so many rookies come and let us down, from Jamal Anderson, the second Jamal Anderson, to who's that other DN that was just a total bust.
So now we're going,
I'm not even missing Tech.
Okay, so now we're going 10 years ago.
We can go Tech McKenzie. We can go.
Let's go. Yeah, we got Tech. We got Vic Beasley. Even though Vic did have one good year, though, he did have one good year. But you know, that falls on Thomas and making bad picks, man. For the most part, he had a handful of good picks here, like Grady Jarrett, Julio, but you know. It was just bad, and it got worse. So now it's over. Now we get to start new, and unfortunately, Julio will not be a part of it. But hey, man, you're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. This is what we bring you: great conversation about this team, man. Because if this team is one thing, it's controversial. if anything, but all right, man. So. Before we wrap it up, let's do one last prediction, man. And where do y'all think Julio's going to land, man? Q, where do you think Julio's going to go?
What I'm hearing is it sounds like Baltimore has an interest, and it sounds like Tennessee has an interest. It sounds like New England does, but I wouldn't go to New England without a quarterback.
They got Mac Jones.
Man, they got Cam too.
Oh my gosh!
They got Mac Jones. Who?
Mac Jones. It's draft night all over again.
what are those other Alabama quarterbacks? What's the one guy that married the supermodel? AJ. I can't even remember his initials. He's the guy that won the one against us.
AJ.
And then you got the guy in Miami.
Yeah, but who?
I can't remember his name. I probably remember.
So, but you pick
got,
one.
You got,
pick one where you think he's going, though. Well, yeah, Julio's going.
Are you talking about AJ McCarron?
AJ McCarron, yeah, that's who I'm talking about. Yeah.
Isn't he Matt Ryan's backup?
I think he might be Matt Ryan's. No, well, this year he was a third backup because the other Matt was the backup, but he retired, so he was a third string backup.
No, because we didn't have a quarterback after Matt Schaub retired, because they cut the kid from, forgot what his name was.
When did Matt Schaub retire? Kirk just retired after this last season.
After this last season, Matt Schaub retired, and they cut Kirk. So at that time, we didn't have anybody behind Matt, but they just signed AJ McCarron.
Yeah.
And, well, Aries.
So that's where he's at.
What? So, Q, did you answer?
Oh, but I don't know where Julio's going to land. I hope that it doesn't work out and he ends up having to stay here and is forced to play this final season out here.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know where Julio's going to land. He's the greatest quarterback, arguably, in the league right now, so I thought that he would have been picked up probably within 48 hours or so. So why it's been like 2 weeks and he's still hanging around, I don't know.
It's the asking. They're trying to see what they can get for him. It's basically asking because, you know, to acquire Julio, you're going to have to give up a first-round pick, hands down.
If you're a team on the cusp, I would do that hands down right now.
Yeah, but...
If you're the Kansas City Chiefs, are you kidding me? Tampa Bay, are you kidding me?
Well, Aries, what do you think he's going to land?
Anywhere in the AFC but New England.
That's the hot spot, though, everyone's talking about.
And anywhere in the AFC.
He could resurrect Cam's career.
And it was rumored he was seen over the weekend wearing, the Patriots. He was seen wearing Dallas gear.
Yeah, but he said that on the recording.
But he said he didn't want to go to Dallas.
Yeah. He said he ain't going to Dallas. He said he already know.
Yeah.
So, I would want to see him to go to a team like Baltimore.
Right.
Or,
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Green Bay.
But I mean, somebody already wears number, you know what I'm saying, 11 in Tennessee. So,
right. They'll fix that.
Well, I think, someone mentioned he would be a good fit for Cleveland, but who the hell wants to move to Cleveland? But,
Odell coming back?
I don't know.
Odell's coming back. And you got a running back and you got a quarterback. I don't know. Cincinnati, too.
But I'm with Aries. I think Baltimore would be a perfect place for him to work with Lamar. But the selfish Falcons fan in me wants him to go to the Jets. It's like, I don't want you to win with nobody else but us, dude. Sorry. But what do y'all think out there?
I hope he stays. I mean, to be honest, I hope he stays.
I hope he's
at least another year.
I hope he stays, but
will he give 100%?
Yeah, that's the question. Because he doesn't want to be here. He already said
like
it.
He'll play it safe not to get hurt to make sure that he's available for next season to make that big money one last time.
Exactly. You thought he was injured and off the field last year. Wait till this year if he stays.
No, that toe gonna stay hurt.
We may see him like a handful of games, but I think the writing's on the wall. I think it's a done deal. But what do you guys think? Let us know. Hit us up. Leave us a comment. What are y'all thinking about this? Are y'all upset? Y'all think he's going to land with Cam? Y'all think he's going to go to Dallas? Tampa? I hope he doesn't go to Tampa, but let us know. Hit us up.
He goes to Tampa. It's a wrap. You can already put that ring on their fingers.
Yeah. Where does everyone... When everybody says that...
Defense? Oh, my goodness.
When everyone says that they want to win, what do they usually end up going? They usually go to the Patriots, but they went there because of Bill Belichick and Brady.
So now you're
Brady.
Saying they'll go to Byron Leftwich and Brady?
It may be. I don't know.
Seems to be the combination.
They have a pretty good defense down there.
Don't give up on Reed, Andy Reed.
Yeah, that's true. Or Kansas City. That's definitely a good option.
And as long as you don't go to the Saints, too. So
That can't happen. I don't think he wants to go there.
Goodness.
If he goes to the Saints.
If he goes to the Saints, your boy won't retire. He'll come back for another season.
I know.
As far as I heard, he hadn't signed those papers yet.
I'm going to burn my Julio jersey if he goes to the Saints.
Man, I'll probably never wear it again.
Yeah. But, all right, man. Well, fellas,
we can get my Grady jersey ready.
Get the Grady,
Realize Drew Brees still hasn't signed those retirement papers.
Yes, he did.
Last I heard, he still hadn't. Did he sign him officially?
He's officially retired.
Last I heard, he didn't sign him yet. Okay.
Yeah, he's
so
done,
there will
man.
Be a new quarterback. Will be a new quarterback in New Orleans. Okay.
That's the Rams legs.
All right, guys. I want to thank y'all for checking us out here at the What's Up Falcons podcast. I know it's been a minute since we put out a show.
I love the fact that I've single-handedly changed Jameis Winston's name from Jameis Winston to Crab Legs.
Everyone knows Crab Legs.
Oh, everybody calls him Crab Legs.
Yeah.
Hey, oh my.
But yeah, definitely listen to us, man. Check us out on YouTube. We got, you know, we're starting a new video thing, but we're still doing our normal podcast thing. You can check us out on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, and exclusively at Armchair All American. And yeah, man. So, oh, and we'll be back soon with our post draft show. And
one last question before we go.
What's that?
It's early enough still, but who do y'all think wins the division?
I have no idea, man. At this point, I'm going to go with the reigning champions, and it's going to be Tampa Bay. That's what I'm going with.
Probably the same here for me.
Yeah.
Just curious. Aries?
Aries dropped out, I think. But, all right, man. So we're going to wrap this up, but we'll be back soon with our post-draft show. And we'll have a great guest on it, and it'll be fun. So that is it. I will talk to you fellas next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Playing the latest episode, What's Up Falcons?
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.